Music from the new CD by Thomas Marriott. It goes a little wild there at the end. The new CD is called Urban Folklore, and Thomas Marriott was on trumpet, Orrin Evans piano, Eric Rivas bass, and Donald Edwards on drums, making up that crack rhythm section backing Thomas Marriott in a tune called Washington Generals. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. The Washington Generals, there's an interesting story behind that title. Thomas writes in his notes for the CD, it's the team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters every night in exhibition basketball games all over the world. They lose every night, really badly. Think about it. They wake up every morning knowing that when they suit up and hit the court, they're going to get their hats handed to them. For them, it has to be about something more than winning and losing, and that goes for the Globetrotters, too. Thomas Marriott from his new CD, which got a feature review in the current issue of Jazz Times magazine, written by Thomas Conrad. So congratulations to Thomas and the band for their excellent new CD, Urban Folklore. We're going to be listening to a number of new releases on today's program from around the area, ranging from Portland to Vancouver. And we are going to hear next a song from a new CD by singer Trish Hatley. It's called I Remember, Second Set. And she has some great backing on this album. We'll also be listening to a tune from the new Mark Seals album, American Songs, in this next set. American Songs, Volume 3, Place and Time. First, here's Trish Hatley, and she's backed up by a rhythm section which includes Darren Clendenin on piano, Larry Holloway on bass, and Ken French on drums. Trish Hatley and a lovely version of the song Lover Man.
So sad, I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing, lover man. Oh, I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Lover man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears. Again and a kissing, oh, what we've been missing. Lover man, oh, where can you be? Thank you. someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears. Hugging and a kissing, oh, what we've been missing. Lover man, where can you be? Thank you.
Music from a new CD by Mark Seals in his American Songs series. American Songs Volume 3, the new one is called Place and Time. It'll be issued shortly on Origin Records if it's not in stores yet. Place and Time, the name of the CD, and it includes 8 tunes, 4 of which are originals by Mark Seals, and the others include songs by Curtis Mayfield, Jimmy Webb, and Stevie Wonder. Mark Seals at the piano and other keyboards with Fred Hamilton on guitar, Portland bass player Dave Capteen on electric bass, and Gary Hobbs, a Portland area drummer. I Really Didn't Think That, is the name of that tune by Mark Seals from his new release. Mark, incidentally, has a solo concert coming up in February at the University of Washington Meany Hall, well worth checking out, and that will be in mid-February. Before Mark Seals, we were listening to Trish Hatley's new CD, I Remember, second set. Trish Hatley doing the vocal on that nice arrangement of the tune Lover Man. With Darren Clendenin on piano, Larry Holloway on bass, and Ken French on drums, and some lovely flugelhorn work there by Paul Mazzio. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. On the jazz calendar, some of our picks for the coming week. Today, Greta Matassa is at Bake's Place. She's doing a regular Sunday evening series exploring various facets of the Great American Songbook. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 p.m., and Jim Cuthler Jazz Orchestra tonight at 8 at Tula's, and the Danny Kolke Trios in their regular spot on Sunday evenings at Boxley's. We recorded the trio last Thursday when they played an art museum concert in the Art of Jazz series. We'll be broadcasting that next Sunday. Meanwhile, Danny Kolke Trio plays every Sunday evening at Boxley's. Monday night in Seattle, David Marriott Big Band will be playing at Tula's. Tuesday night, the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra is there. Also on Tuesday, Nils Klein and Julian Lage team up on a two-guitar duo at the Royal Room. They have a new CD together. And Chris Mingdoki's Nomads will be playing Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Metrolodic and Crystal Beth and the Boom Boom Band play at the Royal Room on Wednesday night. Great title for a band. Bill Anschel's trio will be playing at Tula's on Friday night. And at Tula's on Saturday night, the Susan Pascal Quintet plays music of Bobby Hutcherson. Should be a really nice program. And Mark Taylor will be on tenor sax on that one, along with Susan's Vibes. Just a few highlights from the jazz calendar. You'll find more at the KPLU jazz calendar, as well as at kplu.org, as well as at earshot.org for a very complete calendar. And some daily updates can be found often at seattlejazzscene.com. Get out there and hear some live music. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5, continuing with a new recording, which is just coming out, featuring Gene Argel. Gene Argel was a fixture on the Seattle scene quite a few years ago, but he moved to Hawaii, and he's been very busy making his home over there on Maui since 1982. He plays some wonderful piano, and it's nice to have him reunited here with some of his Seattle friends in a forthcoming release that's due out this month. It's called Luminescent. And Gene Argel is on piano. He also plays organ, though not on this recording. Jay Thomas plays alto and tenor saxes and trumpets. Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Mark Ivester on drums. And this is an original composition which was written by Shiro Mori. And it's titled Geneology for Gene Argel, who's heard here on piano with Jay Thomas on tenor. Thank you. Two-guitar duo is one that is going to be appearing in Seattle next week. Nels Klein and Julian Lage will be playing at the Royal Room on Tuesday night. They were heard here in music from their new CD, Room, a composition by Nels Klein. Most of the pieces in this album are by Klein, that one titled Aminette. Contrasting styles, interesting to hear them play together, and Nels Klein and Julian Lage, electric and acoustic guitars from their new CD. Before that, Gene Argel at the piano with music from a forthcoming CD titled Luminescent that's coming out on Origin Records with Jay Thomas on tenor sax. You also heard Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Mark Ivester on drums, and a composition by Shiro Mori, who is a guitarist and frequent collaborator of Gene Argel's around Maui, and that was a piece called Geneology featuring Gene Argel on piano. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We're getting into some serious saxophonics in this next set of music we're going to be listening to today on Jazz Northwest. This features the saxophonist Brian Smith, and almost an equal partner in this is the recording engineer Doug Hare. This was recorded at Jack Straw Studios in Seattle's University District, and it features one saxophonist playing multiple tracks on this, as many as 14 separate saxophone overdubs on some of these pieces, and there's also some solo saxophone as well. This one is the opening track from the album. It gives you a good flavor of what it's all about. The Re-Project, it's called, and this composition, Future, featuring saxophonist Brian Smith.
Thank you.
Some serious saxophonics, as we said, in that set. We just heard from a new CD by George Colligan and Theoretical Planets. This is a forthcoming album on Origin Records, due out on the 20th. One which features George Colligan, a Portland-based pianist and composer. We know him as a pianist and composer, but here he's playing drums. A two-saxophone quartet with bass and drums recorded in Portland. Nicole Glover and Joe Manis were the two tenor saxophones with John Lakey on bass. George Colligan at the drums, and that was his composition titled Transparent. And before that, one saxophonist multi-tracking and overdubbing, saxophonist Brian Smith, recorded at the Jack Straw Studios in the University District of Seattle, recording and production made possible through the Artist Residency Program at Jack Straw Cultural Center. And the opening track from this album, The Re-Project, that was titled Future. Very interesting music from Brian Smith and the Jack Straw Studio. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We promised music from Portland to Vancouver, and Vancouver on this next one, for the Oliver Gannon Quartet, an album which came out mid-year last year. Nice album, I like this a lot. Oliver Gannon on guitar is a wonderful player, and he's backed here by Miles Black on piano. Jody Prosnick is the bass player, and Blaine Wickard on drums, and we'll hear them doing the standard by Ray Noble, The Touch of Your Lips. Thank you. Sounding almost like a circus band gone wild. That's a piece called Barber Shop, and it's played by Wayne Horvitz in the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble. Solos in there by Kate Olson on soprano sax and Skerrick on tenor sax. Before the Royal Room Ensemble, we were listening to Oliver Gannon Quartet from Vancouver, B.C., with Miles Black on piano, Jody Prosnick on bass, and Blaine Wickyard on drums, Oliver Gannon on guitar. And we heard them doing the Ray Noble song, The Touch of Your Lips. And that's it for us for today. Thank you so much for listening to Jazz Northwest. I'll be back again next week at this time with a broadcast of highlights from a concert by the Danny Kolke Trio recorded at the Seattle Art Museum.